Christ is calling our laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are striving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior hath given.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And greetings once again to all the saints and my friends who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're very happy to be back with you again at this time. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of those who have written in and expressed their interest in the messages from time to time. We still have a number of each of the messages in typewritten form, so it is not too late to obtain a copy if you will write in and let us know which one you desire to have. There is no charge for these, but we send them out free upon your request. Then, too, we do thank all of those who have helped to share the cost of this work of faith. May God bless you, each one, richly. Now let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and read a part of verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. I have been considering this text and have decided to use this one verse for the next three broadcasts. I want to take these three things, faith, hope, and charity, and break them apart and examine each one of them carefully, and then in the third week, when we have the message upon charity, put them back together again and see the completeness of these fundamental virtues. So now for our first message of the three graces, we shall concern ourselves primarily at this time with the subject of faith. This is the first step toward God and an indispensable one. First, let us consider what it is. In Hebrews 11th chapter and verse 1, we read, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is the best definition I know. However, in Webster's dictionary we find that faith is defined as allegiance to duty or a person, belief and trust in and loyalty to God, firm belief in something for which there is no proof. So we see then that faith is accepting that which cannot be proved by natural reasoning. Let me be quick to add that even though certain things cannot be proved by human reasoning, neither can their existence be disproved by the same method. This is why so many today are unwilling to accept anything which they cannot fully understand by the standards of human reasoning. The old proverb which says to believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see is all too often used as a yardstick in this modern age of scientific learning and ever-increasing knowledge. But I am here to tell you that what we need is a return to the fundamental teaching of the Holy Scriptures and a firm belief in the existence of the eternal things as recorded in their holy pages. Do you know why more people are not pleasing God? Let me show you in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It does not say it is necessary for you to prove that God does exist, and to prove that he created the world and all things in it. For the so-called smart men of all ages have been endeavoring to prove or disprove this, and they are still uncertain as to the proof of many things that exist today. But it does say that you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Real, living, and active faith in God will bring about results and cause one to have peace of mind and heart, while others are trying to delve into the deep and hidden secrets of God, which they will never be able to prove by human understanding, regardless of how much learning and knowledge they gain. Look at 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Then look again, beginning at verse 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. If we were able to see and know all of the wisdom and understanding of God, it would no longer be faith. But faith is accepting the word of God and acting upon it as such. When Christ was resurrected and appeared to his disciples, Thomas said, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." John 20:25. Now Thomas was one of those who had to be shown. But look what Jesus said to him in John 20, beginning at verse 27. Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." Give attention to the reply which Thomas made in verse 28, "My Lord and my God." And finally, the outstanding blessing which Jesus handed down to all of us in verse 29. "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Now, no doubt many of you have heard the old proverb, "Seeing is believing." Yes, this may be true, but seeing is not faith. For a real living and active faith goes far beyond that which meets the natural eye and takes in all the promises of God. Here Jesus himself said, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Some may say, "That sounds good, but how do I get this faith?" Here again we find the answer in Romans 10 and verse 17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." This message right now is your invitation to have faith in God. Faith will bring real deliverance from sin and evil habits of life. It will give you peace of mind and heart. It will entitle you to the promises in the Scriptures and to use them for your salvation. It will help you to please God and to live peaceably with all men. And finally, it is the only means by which we may gain the eternal reward at the end of life. For Paul said, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. Now we have for you a song, "Living by Faith." I hope you will enjoy it, and may it serve to strengthen your faith in God.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. name. Living by faith.
Yes, living by faith.
In Jesus above.
In Jesus above.
Trusting, confiding.
Trusting, confiding in His great love. Yes, in His great love.
From all of sin.
Safe from all harm. In a sheltering arm. In a sheltering arm. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife.
Living by faith.
Yes, living by faith.
In Jesus above.
In Jesus above.
Trusting, confiding.
Trusting, confiding in His great love. Yes, in His great love.
From all our sins.
Safe from all harm. In His sheltering arm. In His sheltering arm.
I'm living by faith.
I'm living by faith. And feel no alarm. Safely will carry me through, no matter what evil betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus was close to my side?
Living by faith.
Yes, living by faith.
In Jesus above.
In Jesus above.
Trusting, confiding.
Trusting, confiding in His great love. Yes, in His great love.
From all our sins.
Safe from all harm. In His sheltering arm. In His sheltering arm.
I'm living by faith.
I'm living by faith. And feel no alarm.
Now, let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father and the giver of all good things, we come to Thee at this time in behalf of all who are in tune with the mission trail. We pray that You will inspire and give faith in Thy word and power to save from sin. Remember with a special blessing from Thy hand those who have written and mentioned their need. And keep through faith all of those who trust in Thee, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Now here's Francis with a few words from the letter exchange.
It is a pleasure to be back with you at this time. Here is the contents of the letter exchange. From Missouri, greetings in Jesus' dear name. We heard you last night, so I wanted to let you know, for when we do not hear the gospel very often, it sure will be a blessing. I wish I could send something to help, an offering to help, but can't, as don't have money to send. I am praying for all. I'd love to have copy of sermon. Thanks so much. This is all we have time for today.
Thank you, Francis, for we like to get letters from those who hear the broadcast wherever they may be. May I again mention, if you would like to write to us, simply address the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And if you want a copy of this message, ask for number 2465. It is free of charge to those who request it. Don't fail to hear the message next Friday on the subject of hope. Now this is Willie Murphy
and Francis
speaking on behalf of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and saying may God bless you.
Good night.